With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz. A felony complaint against a former state senator and Michigan Liquor Control Commission chairman accuses him of soliciting four children, including two near school grounds in Lansing. The complaint filed against 63-year-old Philip Arthur Holt of Lansing includes allegations he tried to entice 12-year-old and 14-year-old girls for immoral purposes March 28th near Otto Middle School. After the worst national summer jar market in 60 years last year, prospects will be a little better in the next several months. Over one in three Michigan residents aged 16 to 19 were without work last year. The national jobless rate for that group was about 25%. Youth employment expert Peggy Atkins says Michigan Works grant money allows them to staff after-school programs and summer job shadowing. We've had them work at nursing homes and Spectrum Health. We sit down with the student and find out what their interest is, Atkins says. Governor Snyder starting out his first term with average approval ratings for Michigan adults, but they dipped, particularly among seniors, after he released his February 17th proposal to balance the state budget and overhaul the tax code. Now, the calendar says it's spring, but a fast-moving storm could bring snow back to Metro Detroit this morning. A winter weather advisory is in effect until noon. The possibility of up to 4 inches of snowfall remains. Craig Bryson with the Road Commission for Oakland County says his department will treat the roadways as conditions require. The heaviest snow is expected from sunrise to mid-morning. With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz.